Pope Francis calls for negotiations in Gaza and Ukraine. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 7, 2024. Rome, Pope Francis reiterated his appeal for a negotiated solution to the armed conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine, urging efforts to decrease tensions. "Let us not cease to pray for peace, a just and lasting peace, especially for tormented Ukraine and for Palestine and Israel," the pontiff told the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square Sunday for his weekly Regina Caeli prayer. He went on to pray that the Spirit of the risen Lord Jesus might enlighten and sustain all those who work to decrease the tension and encourage gestures that make negotiations possible. The Pope also invoked God's assistance to grant political leaders the capacity to pause a little in order to deliberate, to negotiate. The Pope's address Sunday picked up on a principal theme from this year's Easter message, in which he underscored the importance of Jerusalem that witnessed the mystery of the Passion, death and resurrection of Jesus. "My thoughts go especially to the victims of the many conflicts worldwide, beginning with those in Israel and Palestine, and in Ukraine," the Pope said in his Urbi et Orbi message. "May the risen Christ open a path of peace for the war-torn peoples of those regions. In calling for respect for the principles of international law, I express my hope for a general exchange of all prisoners between Russia and Ukraine, all for the sake of all," he added. In that message, Francis also called for access to humanitarian aid for Gaza, while also appealing for the prompt release of the hostages seized on 7 October last and for an immediate ceasefire in the Strip. He also stressed the impact of current hostilities on the civil population, by now at the limit of its endurance, and above all on the children. "How much suffering we see in the eyes of the children in those lands at war have forgotten how to smile," he said. "War is always an absurdity, war is always a defeat," he contended. "Let us not allow the strengthening winds of war to blow on Europe and the Mediterranean. Let us not yield to the logic of weapons and rearming. Peace is never made with arms, but with outstretched hands and open hearts," he said. Follow at Williams Rome.